على اسمك ومركز الصحابة أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Yusuf, every Tuesday, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447, corresponding to Wednesday, the 3rd of September 2025. If you have not noticed, our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib is in the Durban region, the KZN region, and he will be delivering various talks in and around the province, KwaZulu-Natal, that went up yesterday. He was in Umhlanga, and tonight, inshallah, he will be in Masjid al-Rahman in Durban North. All the programs will take place after Isha Salah, and they will be broadcast live on the various radio stations, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Sirius FM and Radio Al Ansar International. As you know, we always speak of various and different topics on our program, and today is about, you know, the two important parts of the body that has no bone. You can't control it. Sometimes, you know, they say slip of the tongue. Now, do we actually really mean, when we say slip of the tongue, do we actually really mean it when we say that, you know what, I made a mistake. I made a mistake and I said something wrong. Now, just the other day we spoke about, or last week we spoke about forgiveness and how to forgive somebody. Now, when a person says something to you that is inadvertently a mistake that happened in rage, and they didn't mean it. Now, truly, do they really mean by what they say? Because in a fit of rage, when you say something, it comes from the heart. It's something that we have been bottling for many years, sometimes months, years, and it's over trivial things, over small things that break relationships and break family ties, friendship with colleagues, you know, friends that have been years, for many, many years. It can break in a split of a second. Why? Because of a silly thing of what the person said. But the person comes to you and he said, you know what, I make maaf, I'm sorry. They come and apologize. And they say that, you know what, I'm sorry, please make me maaf for what I said. It might take them some time to come back and to apologize to you. But that emotion that you felt at the time hurt your heart. It hurt you so badly that you don't know what to say anymore to that person. You can't even look at that person anymore. You know, the level of trust, the communication, the barrier has been broken. And now you don't feel like talking to that person. But sometimes we have to really overlook it. But the main topic or the main aspect of our discussion today is to how to protect those two body parts. And it is so dangerous. And there's a famous saying that Mufti Sahib always quotes, that the size of the tongue is small, but the action it commits is big. There's an Arabic saying, but I'm not too certain how to pronounce it, how to say it, but the translation, the English translation goes as follows. In this fast-paced world that we are living in, we are so bombarded with messages about physical fitness, diet, mental health. But what about the health of our words? What about the health and the sanctity of our bodies and our souls? And the two powerful aspects of our being and our tongue can build up or tear down. It can either motivate a person or demoralize a person. Now imagine if somebody went through a divorce. Somebody lost a loved one. You know, we just received a mail notice. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The mayit of Marhuma Shazia Arbi, the mother of Liana and Saad Umar, and the sister of Junaid and Mohsin Arbi, will leave number 1 Watsonia Road at Tongat at 4 p.m. Janaza Salah will be at Anjuman Islam Masjid in Railway Street after Asr Salah. Asr Azan is at 4:15, Salah is at 4:30. And burial is at the Tongat Kabristan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the marhuma, marhumin, all Jannat al-Firdaus and full kabur wa nur. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. And grant the bereaved families a sabr jameel. Now, we were discussing about the sanctity of the bodies, and protecting can either build you up or break you down. And it can either demotivate you or more and uplift you. Now we're discussing and saying that, you know what, when a person goes through a divorce, you don't expect to go to that person and give them and tell them words that will discourage them, or think it's not a happy moment or it's not a happy occasion, but rather it's a very sad moment for the person who just been divorced. You know, some people married for 30, 40 years and then they get divorced. Allah protect us, and Allah protect all the recently wedded couples, and also the couples that are married for many years. Allah Ta'ala protect you all and keep your jewelry safe, salamat. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Now, a divorce is something that is not an easy thing to go through. And also when you lose a parent or when you lose a loved one, it's something that is it's a shock. And especially when it hits home and it happens to you in your house, those that have lost siblings, mothers, fathers, you would understand where I'm coming from. That to lose a parent is not an easy thing. It takes time to heal. Now, when we speak to a person, in initial stages, it's still fresh. The wound is still fresh because you lost your parent, you lost your sibling, you lost a loved one. And you have to speak words of encouragement to them. Tell them that they're in a better place. Allah forgive them. He was a good person. They were a good person. You don't go speak bad about them because it will be hurtful. And whatever grudge that you had with the person, forgive them. Make them maaf. Because that's the only thing that will help them in the qabr and save them from the azab and the punishment of the qabr. That's the only thing we make dua for the marhum and the marumin. But let us look at the people that are living and say and that amongst us. Do we speak to them with respect? Do we treat them with respect? Is our speech correct to them? You know, it's sad. It's very sad that you see when a person is alive, you speak to them anyhow. You know, you talk to them anyhow. Like if a person is within your age bracket, you talk to them like they are a small child. Even talking to a small child, you need to have that adab and respect. But when the person is gone, when the person passed away, then you go to that family and say, no, he was a nice person. He was like this. But the same person you spoke ill, you spoke when they were alive, you spoke to them anyhow. Now, we can't wait for the person to pass away to start giving good things. Whilst the person is alive, we should rather tell them, make them feel happy, make them feel welcome, make them feel known that these people matter. Because once they pass away, you cannot go to, they won't be able to answer you from the grave. So it's pointless you standing there by the cupboard and are telling them, you know what, make me maaf, you're such a good person. Tell them now while they are alive. Tell them now whilst they are alive. Because that simple words that you matter. Simple things like, I hope you have a wonderful day. Sweet words can actually change a person's outlook at life. That person must be going through the most, must be hurting the most. But you as a person go towards them and tell them that, you know what, this is how you should look at life. Give them positive things to look at. Let them, give them reasons to live. Give them reasons to change their aspect and their outlook at life. And tell them, try to give them nasihat, basically. Give them nasihat. And tell them that, you know what? Allah Ta'ala says in the noble Quran, فإن مع العسر يسرا. إن مع العسر يسرا. Allah Ta'ala doesn't promise once, but He promises twice that after every difficulty there is ease. You know, so it's very important in how we speak to a person, how to conduct ourselves and watch what we say to who. Because if somebody tells us something that is an amana, that is a trust, they tell you, you know what, you know, it's human nature when people say, you know what, I know it's wrong, right? It's wrong on every level. But a person will come to you and say, you know what, just between you and me, 1, 2, 3. That information is now with you. You have the power to stop it. To stop it from being forwarded. Just like how when you get messages, we see messages on our phones. You have the power to stop it. If you feel that it's wrong, you have the power to stop it. What is right, haq is haq. If you know it's legit, came from a legit source, you can do what you want. But if you feel in your gut feeling saying, you know what, don't do it, don't do it. That's how you protect a person's izzat. You protect, respect, their honor, their dignity and their lineage. The tongue is the smallest muscle with the immense power, like we mentioned earlier. And there was a ring that was engraved. I'm not sure of which sahabiyat it was written, the ring was on, but it said, the size of the tongue is small, but the power and the words and the crime it can commit is great. Let us think about the last time that a kind word lifted your spirits, or a harsh word that left you with a lasting wound. You know, imagine you got an open wound and you're rubbing salt in that wound. Would it not burn? Would you not feel that pain and agony? Just like that, when a person is down, when a person is going through such emotions, such hurt, and then what do? You go and you add more, like they say in the English term, add fuel to the fire. You cause more problems. You demoralize the person even more. And the person will start thinking, what's left to live? People think of me as such and such, but no. We should rather be kind to the person. The power of speech is a gift. And like any other gift, it comes with great responsibility. And you know, from an Islamic perspective, when we say anything that is good, and you notice some of the speakers, they say, whatever good has been spoken is from Allah. Whatever wrong that I've said, make me maaf, it is from Shaitan. That is how important person's speech is. A person says something, it can be used against them. They say, you know what, you said 1, 2, 3 about this person. It can be used against you, and how much more issues and problems you can get. And before we speak, or before we say anything, ask ourselves, is this true? That the information we receive, is it true? Did it come from a reliable source? If I forward or say anything or expound on it, would it cause damage to the person that has been spoken about? Is it kind? Were the words kind, or was it a harsh words? Was it demoralizing the person? Was it breaking the izzat? Was it destroying the lineage and the honor in society? Is it necessary? There could things that could be done in a more appropriate way. But is it necessary for us, or for you, or for me, whoever it is, to actually say what he said? Is there any valid grounds behind what is being said? And lastly, how will it benefit me in this world and in the akhirah? How will it benefit me by saying something? Will it be beneficial to the next person? If you give a nasiha, give correct nasiha. Give nasiha which will be lifelong lasting. You know, my the person that travels with me in the morning, he tells me, Uncle Souls, he's a youngster. He tells me, Uncle Souls, there's one thing that you've taught me that is stuck with me for the rest of my life. And I thank my beloved marhum father, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, that behind every delay, there is khair. And the child uses it, he tells me, Uncle Souls, behind every delay, there is khair. Maybe sometimes you're stuck in the morning in traffic, there's a build-up, or he's a bit late. And when we're on the road, Allah Ta'ala protect us all. There might be an accident. And he tells me, Uncle Souls, behind every delay, there is khair. Now look at the impact. I'm not blowing my own trumpet here. But what I'm saying is, when you give nasihat, the good nasihat, it stays with a person. They live by it. They try to implement it in their lives, that they know that anything that goes wrong, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, good and bad comes from Almighty Allah. And that's what we must remember and understand, that our life has been written. We are where we are because it is written, and the taqdeer and the taqdeer has been written out, and this is how our life is going to be. But remember, dua can change taqdeer. Dua can change taqdeer. If we make immense dua, we plead to Almighty Allah that, Ya Allah, change my taqdeer. Constantly, constantly make the dua. If you feel that nothing is going right for you, turn to Almighty Allah. Turn to Almighty Allah and ask Allah, Ya Allah, you protect me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you open the road for me, Ya Allah. Beseech Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala says number of times in the Noble Quran, Kun fayakun, be and it shall be. In Allah Ta'ala's arsh, in the house of Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala can do with the means, without the means, against the means, and beyond the means. And look at it, this is my words of my beloved father. He kept on telling me, Bah, Allah Ta'ala can do with the means, without the means, against the means, beyond the means. There is nothing impossible for Almighty Allah. And by me speaking to you, you might be going through something, but the words, the impact it has, you might be thinking, I needed to hear this. You know when a person tells you, I needed to hear this today. I needed to hear this today. It was something maybe the person needed, the motivation, and Allah Ta'ala uses people in certain ways that, you know what, the message will get to you. You will get that message. Sometimes you watch it, you see a video clip, or you scroll into social media and you see this, yeah. You will see a message will pop up for you. And you say to yourself, I needed to hear this. And that is the power of speech. That is the power of the tongue, but in a good way. Now we all know that is the positive of the tongue. Now what happens if we use the tongue in the wrong way? We speak harshly. We speak ill. Backbiting, slandering, swearing, all these things detrimental to the person, creating fitna and fasad, creating gossip, spreading rumors about a person, trying to destroy the izzat. Why? Because you and that person had an argument. Now you feel that, you know what, let me create something, let me create a rumor and start something. Started from you. Why? Because you want to get back revenge at the person. Sometimes the best thing is to not say anything at all. Silence is golden. Every action or every statement does not need a response. A silence is a response on its own. The person can talk to you, but you know you're holding back. And that is a power and a gift on its own. You don't have to retaliate to everything a person says. There's no need. If you feel you are right, stand up for your right. Say what needs to be said, but say it in a dignified way. Speak in a way that is conclusive in the ways of the Sharia and as being a Muslim. When we go out into the world, we are representing not yourself, but we are representing Islam. Our speech should be noble, because you must know, non-Muslims are seeing us, how we behave, how we conduct ourselves. You know, there was an incident that happened 3 weeks ago at the local garage. We all know, we all seen the video, right? But that video went viral. What will a person say? Look how these Muslims behave. Not look how X, Y, and Z behaves. Look how the Muslims behave. It is a stain on the Muslim because why? Of the behavior and the words and the slandering and the vulgarity. Now, I mean, how, what example are we setting? We as Muslims are the best of creation. We are the best of the Ummah. We are Allah Ta'ala's creation. We are from the Ummah and the nation of the most loved and beloved creation of Almighty Allah, and that is none other than Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa, Janab Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We need to emulate and try to emulate, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke to people not in a harsh way, but in a tone subtle and loving and compassionate. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Rahmatul Lil Alameen. He never spoke to anybody. He was the most and is the most beloved of Almighty Allah. How many times did Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam come down and ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, let me destroy this town. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Rahmatul Alameen, he says, no. People from this nation, from this tribe, their generations to come will accept Islam. Look how compassionate. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could have the immense power through the Qudrat of Allah to destroy armies and cities. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. 20 minutes to 11, Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small break, and when we return, we will continue with our program.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voices of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
At the end of the battle, Khamsa radiallahu anha receives the news that all her sons become shaheed. Imagine a mother, the love and attachment that she has were for her sons. But when she receives the news that all her four sons become shaheed, the words that come out from her mouth, Alhamdulillahi alladhi sharrafani biqatlihim. All praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has honored me by them being killed in this path. Allah has honored me with their martyrdom. وَأَرْجُوا مِنْ رَبِّي أَن يَجْمَعَنِي بِهِمْ فِي مُسْتَقَرِّ رَحْمَتِهِ. And I have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unite me with my sons through His infinite mercy. Allah will unite me with my sons in the abode of His mercy.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
اب یہ کرے گا اب یہ بولے گا اب وہ کرے گا ادھر فتنے کرے گا ادھر فساد کرے گا یہ ظالم ہے جابر ہے جلاد ہے ایسا لوگوں کی زبان سے نہ نکلے ہم تو ایسے بنے کہ جس میں فلم میں چلے جائے لوگ ہمیں پیار سے دیکھے لوگ ہمیں ویلکم کرے لوگ دیکھ کر خوش ہو جائے یہ ہمارا مزاج بن جائے ہم گھر میں بھی ایسے ہو باہر بھی ایسے ہو ہماری گھر کی لائف بھی ایسی ہو باہر کی لائف بھی ایسی ہو کہ ہمارے اندر سلامتی ہو ہم سے کوئی اس بنا پر ہیبت نہ کھا جائے کہ یہ اب ہمارے اوپر ظلم کرے گا یہ غلط طریقہ ہے مسلمان تو سلامتی والا ہوتا ہے
مرکز صحابہ آن لائن ریڈیو سرونگ یو ویئر ایور یو آر
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أشرق البدر علينا فاختفت منه البدور مثل حسنك ما رأينا قط يا وجه السرور صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
You are listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
It's 19 minutes to 11 Central African time, and welcome you back to our program. Before the break, we spoke about the pros and the protection of the tongue and how to speak, how to use, and the power of speech and various things with regards to the flesh in the two fleshes of the body that don't have the bone, and that is the private part and the tongue. And we gave examples of how to protect one's speech, because you know what, when you say something, it can break and it can make a person. But let's turn our attention and divert it to another piece or another part of the body, which is also very, very, very dangerous. And that is to protect yourself in your private part. Modesty in dressing. Let's look at how when we dress. We dress as Muslims. We're supposed to. And you know, when we were growing up, our ustads, our muallimas, our appas, our teachers taught us that for a male, they should be covered from head to toe, and their ankles should be showing, and their hands from the shoulders to the knees, right? That is the aura that be covered, and your pants must be above your ankles. And for a woman, the whole body should be covered, right? Now, please note, I'm saying this. When we were in madrasa, when we were in school, this is what we were taught. But obviously, when we grow up, we learn more and more about the rules of hijab and niqab. And we have our esteemed ulama that we learn that a woman should be covered completely. Completely, completely, because when we were in school, they taught us a woman should be covered from head to toe, except her hands and her face, right? But now, when we grow up and we come at the age of understanding, we understand the hijab and the niqab and the rules of parda and modesty, we understand. And our ulama have taught us that a woman should be covered from head to toe, covered, covered, covered. The dangers of the consent and respect. The cornerstone of any relationship is mutual respect. And any form of non-consensual activity is a violation of a person's dignity and autonomy. Zina, zina, zina. We should protect ourselves from zina, fornication. It is so important to protect ourselves from this grievous, heinous act of zina. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, protect us, and save our chastity. It is so, so sad. We make dua, Allah ta'ala protect each and every one of us. You know, and we make zina, not only of the private part, but we make zina of the hands, of the eyes, of the tongue, of the ears, because we hear all the wrong, we speak all the wrong, we see all the wrong. But Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. We should turn to Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. And like yesterday when I mentioned that Allah Ta'ala loves to forgive, but there's one thing that Allah Ta'ala will never forgive us for, and that is the aspiring or ascribing partners to Almighty Allah and committing shirk. Allah Ta'ala detests that. Allah Ta'ala hates that. That is the one action Allah Ta'ala despises. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect each and every one of us. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. 15 minutes to 11 Central African time. This is where we come to the end of our show. And like we spoke about the tongue and the private part, whatever I said that was beneficial is from Allah. If I have said anything wrong, please make me maaf. It is from Shaitan. Next up, inshallah, will be the 11 o'clock news with Maulana Zaid Khan. And thereafter, from 11 to 12, will be the bliss of marriage with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib. And Mufti Sahib is in Durban. And Maulana Zaid Khan. 12 to 1 will be the news hour with Brother Alpha Sinkosi. 1 o'clock is our Dhuhr Azan. 5 plus 1 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah Tawbah, verses 94 to 96. And thereafter, from 1:30 to 2, will be the tafsir from the archives of Surah An-Nisa, verse 11. Then 2 to 3 will be lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. The 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A and Maulana Musa Akwidi's Nasiha. 4 to 5 will be an Urdu lecture by Qari Hanif Multani. 5 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of the tafsir you're going to hear at 1 to 1:30. And thereafter, from 7:30 to 8 to 9, will be our live transmission and broadcast from Masjid al-Rahman in Durban North. And that will be live on the various radio stations on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And that is our program lineup from now until 9 p.m. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.